Welcome to Drum and Bass HQ with your host, Jay Swift.
Cardiac Arrest featuring Rhymestar. That is by Smooth, forthcoming on Viper Recordings. Just before the release of Saturn 3 and Cardiac Arrest on the 22nd of June, we are joined by Smooth from Viper Recordings. Now, I know you've been working for Viper for a long time. How long have you been part of the crew?
I think it's soon about to be like 6 years or something. I'm not completely sure, but I think my first release on Viper was 2009.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, so it must be like the sixth or the seventh year.
Was that first release, was that Under the Moon on Acts of Madmen?
Yeah, exactly. That was my first release on Viper, yeah.
Wicked. What was that feeling like when you got that first signing?
Oh, it was crazy, man. It was crazy because I was just about to sign like an exclusive deal to a smaller label.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Brand hit me up, Future Bond, and I was just like, whoa. I was completely surprised. So ever since, I've been working with them, and it's been a great time.
I know. You've on the remix front, I know you collaborated with a lot of the people from there, like obviously Matrix and Future Bound, but you've also collaborated with Camo and Crooked and even Dirty Phonics, a real big A-list. What's your favourite remix or collab for you personally?
That's a hard one. I would have to say when it comes to dance floor stuff, probably Camo and Crooked.
Yeah.
Remix that I've done. On the brighter side, it's James Arthur, which is quite a big name as well, and he's got a really nice voice, and it was a pleasure to remix as well. No. More on the radio side of drum and bass.
Definitely. Now, I know like 2015 is really becoming your year, really. I mean, on my own podcast for Drum and Bass HQ for 2015, I think we've probably featured one of your tunes nearly every month. I think the first one was Savoy Affair with Future Bound, and then we did Hear Me Roar, which you did with one of our previous guests, Inside Info.
Yeah.
And then obviously Black Hole and Roller Coaster as well. So,
thank you very much, man.
No worries, man. I mean, obviously the new stuff is just taking it to another level completely. Have you got a lot of DJ gigs lined up this year?
I've got just in less than a month, I'm going to Australia and I'm doing a tour with Viper. And I've got quite a few gigs, so I'm happy, man. I'm happy. It's going well.
Yeah, man.
2014 was a little bit quieter,
yeah,
which was not expected. But I was doing an album, but then all of a sudden we decided we're gonna wait on the album and just do a couple more singles. So yeah, 2015 is definitely looking good. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Viper Live's absolutely everywhere at the moment.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We've been together in Paris. A lot in UK as well, a lot of gigs in UK,
yeah,
which I unfortunately haven't played yet, but across the Europe, everywhere. So yeah, Viper is doing big things and I'm happy to be on board.
Wicked, man. Now, on the production side, for yourself personally, everyone makes their tracks differently. When you are making a track, do you follow like a set process for each tune? Like, do you start with the drum or the bass, or do you have to be like in a certain environment at all?
It actually really depends. I will start with the drums and then just see if they're harder. I'm gonna, you know, do a harder tune. If they're more soft, I'm gonna try to do more of a liquid tune. But sometimes I will even just do like a melody and then do the drums around that melody.
Yeah.
So it really depends in what mood I am, or if I'm going to the studio, if I'm already set, if my mind is set on a certain tune, then I will start with the drums. If not, then I'll just, you know, just go with the flow and see what happens.
Yeah. On the setup side of things, what kind of software and hardware are you favoring at the moment?
At the moment, I'm still using a lot of Massive for bass lines and synths.
Yeah.
When it comes to DAW, I'm using Fruity Loops 11, normal KRK Rocket speakers.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really nothing special. Lately, I've started using Serum, which is a really good synth for like bass lines and lead stuff.
Definitely, I've heard a lot about that recently. Now, I know you featured heavily on the Decade of Viper album, which came out at the end of 2014, and I know you are featured on the forthcoming Summer Slammers album as well.
Yeah.
You just gave a little sneak that you were working on an album last year. Do you know when you might have an album coming out?
Actually, at the moment, it was set to be released late last year, but that didn't happen for some reason, because I think I took it to a different level, which I wasn't happy with. So that's why we decided to hold on the album a little bit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to give any empty promises anymore, but definitely I'm hoping it's going to come out really soon, because I'm working hard on it.
Yeah, definitely. I know you mentioned you're in the studio right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just doing studio gigs. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's all good, yeah.
But apart from when you're in the studio, who are you a big fan of music-wise?
Lately I've been really feeling everything Tension Desire has been putting out.
Yes, definitely.
They're doing some really, really sick stuff, and I'd be bad if I didn't mention Matrix and Future Bound as well. They can just go every way, because lately they've been doing a lot of radio stuff, but they prove that can do like everything from dance floor to radio. So.
Yeah, definitely. It's always good when you get to hear something new from Matrix and Future Bound. Like the last thing that I heard was Glowworm, and you never quite know what you're going to get once you...
Exactly. Glowworm is the perfect case of them just doing like a perfect dance floor banger, and it just worked. It really worked.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to just say, Luca, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. I mean, hopefully we'll speak again soon. And when you are finally in the UK at one of the Viper Live events, hopefully we'll get to meet and speak again soon.
Definitely. Thanks for having me, man.
No worries. And where can our listeners find out more about you?
Just literally on Facebook, which is facebook.com, Luca Smooth, Twitter, the same name, Luca Smooth. And recently I've been doing Instagram as well, Lucas Move. So everything which basically ends as Lucas Move.
And in comes Saturn 3 out on the 22nd of June.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out drumandbasshq.com.
In an isolated sector of our solar system, suspended in orbit around the sixth planet from our sun, lies a distant outpost. A technologically perfect world where mistakes are impossible. Because the impossible is unthinkable. This year, the inhabitants of Saturn III are about to experience the unthinkable. A nightmare so perfect, it could only have been made by man. Total darkness. All communication is terminated.
drumandbasshq.com.